The estimated total project cost of a marine haulout and boatyard at Sitka's Industrial Park is $12 million, about $4 million more than voters agreed to withdraw from the Sitka Permanent Fund. Still, some feel $8 million can go pretty far, especially if the city incorporates the legwork and fundraising of a previous effort by the local nonprofit Sitka Community Boatyard. Linda Benkin is the executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and one of the principal organizers of the Sitka Community Boatyard.
We put a lot of work into figuring out pricing for building this yard, and our sense was we could get it done for less than $8 million. I understand the city has ways they have to do things that will drive the costs up. But we think it's really important that in building this yard, you build it for success. And we're pretty worried that if you build a yard that doesn't have utilities, it's not going to be built for success.
The Community Boatyard Group was poised to sign a lease to take on the entire project last year, but withdrew in the face of rising costs. Nevertheless, Benkin said that her organization had residual grant funding, price quotes, and other resources available if the city wanted to draw on them. Municipal Administrator John Leach believed it was premature to begin negotiating the operations of a haulout that hadn't been built yet. He felt the 80% majority of Sitka voters who approved the funding in October had sent a clear message.
By approving that vote, they expect performance. And we need to keep our eyes on the goal of this project. And what the voters approved is for us to build a haul-out facility. That was in the question. I think we need to be very careful to not conflate building a haul-out versus operating a haul-out and partnerships in a haul-out. The voters gave us $8.18 million of their money to build a haul-out.
The approach to the project is somewhat open-ended. Public Works Director Michael Harmon explained that a manager would be hired to oversee the project and then to move to a final design based on available resources. The same process had been used for the deepwater dock at the industrial park. Park Director Gary White said CMAR, or Construction Management at Risk, allows a project to grow incrementally.
As Michael just said, we're going to try to build as much of a haul as we can with the money we have available. But I just don't want folks being blindsided that once we get boats out of the water and they're like, wait a minute, you promised me a whole haul. I'm telling you right now, I don't think we're promising you a whole haul. We're promising you as much haul we can build for $8 million.
The project is divided into two phases, construction of the haulout and then further development of the uplands. The charter schedule identifies the completion date for an operational haulout as of February 1, 2025. Park Board Member Mike Johnson agreed that the timeline could be streamlined if the board homed in on what was needed versus what was wanted.
I think that the public is really going to expect us to get boats out of the water as soon as possible. As Mr. Harmon said, there's room in here to potentially accelerate that path depending on how we as a board handle this and how fast we can get input and decide exactly what we want and get it in black and white to the extent that that's possible.
The board approved the charter and sent it on to the assembly. If the assembly signs on, the next step will be to recruit and hire a project manager called a port planner who will be on the job no later than February of next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.